One of the things that make this course so unique is the emphasis that is being given to taking seriously dealing with problems that come out from collaborative learning. What this means is that it's needed to give time and space for coping together with challenges, for giving each student personal attention, for reflection on learning as part of the way they deal, the student deal with the conflicts that stem from the collaborative learning. This discussion helps to different voices to be heard, and also there is a more chance for collaborative development of ideas and understanding among the students. What also makes this a discussion unique is that a professor is actually functioning as a facilitator of this discussion. He's not always so active. Sometimes just the students talk together and listen to each other without his intervention. But he's there, sometimes asking them questions, sometimes making remarks, or sometimes he gives comments to different students. But how can the use of Wiki help or enhance the dialogical learning in this course? Well, there are three main uses of Wiki in the course. The first one, that the site is used like a full management, learning management environment. Everything is happening through the course website. All the bibliography, the learning tasks, all that is needed for the students to know what's going on, the schedule, everything, how the students will be evaluated in the course. So this is one part. The second part is the things that are connected to the content, bibliography, learning materials, and so on. The third part, which is maybe the most unique, is the personal reflective diaries space, which is somehow parallel. You don't hear me well. Okay, sorry. Thank you for that. So what makes the use of Wiki in this course so unique, parallel to the feedback discussion we talked about before, is the personal reflective diaries space. This is a unique educational space that is actually what usually is the user page was converted here to be a personal reflective journal. This is one example of what students do in this space. They actually write in it like it was a journal. They relate reflectively to their impressions, insight, difficulties, and achievements. There are three directions that they can relate reflectivity to. First, they write about their individual experience in the classroom or in the wiki, dealing with the course requirements. Through this writing, sometimes they can learn more about themselves as learners. And what we know from now is that part is very important for them to understand why they do things, how can they do it differently, and so on. Another very important part is that they write here about their collaborative interactions with other students. And the other part is that they write also about their life experiences, things that are not connected directly to the lesson or to the learning material, but that they bring with them to the learning environment. And sometimes what it makes it very, very special and interesting that sometimes when students, when one student talk about his or her life experience, he find a way to connect it to the ideas that are being learned in the class. For example, here is something that one student wrote after after the feedback, the reflection discussion. This feedback discussion was held after the students have some learning assignment together. Like there were three students working together. So he wrote like this: after a short discussion with Dina and Hadar, all names are of course not their real names, I started erasing, changing, rephrasing, and in fact, setting aside all what was written under the original term. Only then, and he said, after he went to his home and some time went by, only then did I start to think who gave me the right to do so. In the feedback session that was before that, he was criticized by other students about it. But then there also, like in a regular wiki, there is a conversation page. And in this page, students write to each other things they want to convey, to remark or ask questions. And in this case, this student got two remarks from the two students who work with him. One wrote to him, "The easiest will be to put the blame on you, but what about my responsibility?" The second student, after she read what he wrote and this student wrote, she wrote to him, "I agree, it's important to get to know the people you work with." What they wrote actually was much more than this. I just brought one sentence to show this. What we have here, actually, what the wiki gives, or the way it enhances the dialogue, is that it gives and many more possibilities for dialogue. For example, when one student writes something in his diary, some other student can answer him back. So they have direct dialogue. But it can be also a very indirect dialogue. Well, one student just reads something that other student wrote before, and then he just writes it in something about it in his diary without directly comment to the first student. Another thing is that every student may participate in many different dialogues during the week that passes from one in-class meeting to another in-class meeting. Okay, so we are talking about two aspects of enhancement. One is the personal social aspect. It allows for a better view of each student as a unique individual. Another thing is because everyone writes not only about things that are connected to learning, but also about her or his life. They also put in this space sometimes things that are showing specific skills they have or specific hobbies they have. So all the students can get to know each other better. It enables personal attention between the students, but also very important from the course professor. He can see if somebody has problems with a specific issue in the learning. He can see if somebody has something that troubles her mind or his mind. So he can pay attention to it, and it gives something very special to the whole course. And so it's deepening a sense of intimacy in the learning community. The second part is the theoretical cognitive aspect. It gives time and space for each and every voice, as we said before, but here in a different way. It gives first an exposure and also an exchange of ideas and insight, which helps to continuous development of ideas. Actually, we found many examples of how one student start to write an insight that he have. Before he says, okay, I read this or that in somebody else's diary, and now I continue developing it. So if we look back at this slide, in all measures, the wiki help and enhance the dialogical discourse. And the first thing, and maybe the most important thing, is that it gives more time and space, and in effect, more channels for the communication between the students themselves and between them and the teacher. Okay, thank you. If somebody have somebody has questions, I can answer. Okay.
Vasya. So now Vasya is going to talk. She's from Bulgaria. Enjoy.
So thanks again for coming. Or thanks for those who come here for the first time. The second lecture of mine today is again prepared with my colleague Maya Marinova. We are from Bulgarian Wikipedia. And for those who were in the first lecture, maybe you remember I mentioned that we have already 4 years of experience in university wiki projects, and now I'm going to elaborate on this. Keep it short. Again, a couple of words for introduction. Bulgarian version of Wikipedia is already about 8 years old. It has more than 100,000 articles. We are in this club. So it can be considered a relatively big one. The active community is about 150 people on a monthly basis and about 30 people on, say, weekly or daily basis, so we're not really very big community. But as you can see from the last statistics, by sample of articles, we are number 12, which means that traditionally we are more focused on quality rather than quantity, or if I can say it in other words, we don't care so much on quantity. And we're not very tolerant toward microsteps. But in general, this raises some issues. Bulgarian Wikipedia is not very popular in offline world rather than in online, so it needs to be promoted. It needs to, we need to have outreach to universities. So in the last 4 years, starting from fall 2007, we started conducting university wiki projects so far in 3 Bulgarian universities, 2 state and 1 private, in 5 different subjects. As you can see, some of the courses have second editions, and we are sure that these online media and PR and political sciences will have more editions. The teachers are really very prone to do this with their teachers. An important thing which hasn't been noted here is that in 2 of these 5 cases, actually, the teachers were Wikipedian by themselves. They initiated because they were first Wikipedians, and then they decided to do this. In 2 of the cases, actually, electronic learning and online media and PR, I utilized contacts, my personal contacts with university people, lecturers, and explained to them how good it is to introduce writing in Wikipedia in their educational practices. And they said, okay, we'll opt for this experience. Actually, the second one, online media PR, is really very, very fruitful, as you can see from the figures. And in the last case, political sciences, it's interesting that the teacher didn't announce us in advance that he is going to make such a project. It was good of him that he advised his students to register their accounts in a likewise manner, with one and the same beginning, so that it was easy to get track of it. But we only understood that there is such a project about 1 month later, when there was really very high tide of copyright violations, machine translations, vandalisms, test edits, and everything that is a sign of a lot of newbies coming around. So only then I managed to discover who stays behind this wiki project and tell him, I think that you've got a problem. Do you need help? And he said, yes, I do need help. I acknowledge that I should have contacted the Wikipedian community prior to starting the project. So we've had three different traits of behavior and three different experiences. So it's really good to have such experience. Now, this is one chronological infographic just to show you the difference between Bulgarian and English Wikipedia with respect to number of articles, time, the moment when the university wiki projects were started in both projects, and where are we? You can see we have 7 editions of 5 different university projects, and there are more than 150. But what is interesting here, which I would like to note, is that actually in English Wikipedia, yes, there are a lot of wiki projects, but I suppose that mentors of these projects only mentor one and the same project if it is concluded regularly. Well, in our case, me and Maya have looked over all of these projects. We have mentored all of them, so we can share very different and big experience which we had, although it is only 7 projects. And I'm sure that some of the conclusions which we will provide will be something that it's easy to get, or you have already reached it, but maybe there are some interesting new things for you. Couple of slides for what lessons were taught to these students, because in the beginning, actually not all, but the most successful university projects, I exclude this one which started without our knowledge, started with an introductory lecture. During this introductory lecture, it was about 1 to 2 hours. We tried to explain basics about Wikipedia, which they are supposed to know prior to editing it. We explain what are the main content policies, 5 pillars, the copyright and free licenses. I have to say that it's not usual for students to know about free software and free licenses. Maybe only students in law and computer science are supposed, but they're not obligatory. They do not obligatory know about this. So this have to be explained, and it raises a lot of issues, as I will show you in a while. We explain how to start and develop an article, how to write it in an encyclopedic way, how to illustrate it, and very important, we explain to them that we have mechanisms of control and monitoring and detection of copyright violations, machine translations, vandalisms, so that they be forewarned that if they try to do this, they're going to be disqualified from the project. In the end of the introductory lectures, we give them opportunity to ask any questions they want. Of course, the main question always is, and the first one, is Wikipedia reliable? And how reliable can it be, given that anyone can edit it? They always or most often think that they're going to catch us on some tight place with this question, but we simply have to explain to them that it's not going to be very qualitative if people like them who have the time, who have the knowledge, who might be have the interest in different topics, don't come and edit it and don't come and help it. So it very much, we return the ball, as we can say. Another question, why is Wikipedia often reported to be forbidden in school and universities? This is one question which usually bothers them. how to discriminate between good and bad articles, and when we start talking about real activities which they are supposed to do, the question is how to start my own article. One lesson learned here is that we should not hide or belittle the problems which Wikipedia inherently has, because some of the students already have a notion of these problems and they come biased. So it's better to face this concern and calmly and just speak with them and not try to hide or belittle it. During the Wiki project, actually, is the time when most of the questions come, when students start editing the articles, start collaborating with the community, and they have a lot of concerns that have to be addressed. This is why, in the beginning, while setting up such a project, me, Maya, and the teacher try to recruit other Wikipedians for mentors. Two people is definitely not enough for, say, 70 people who are students. Absolutely not enough. So we try to recruit a couple of more people from the community, and they also take charge of answering to such questions. Most common questions are how to format my articles. What is the problem with verbatim copying? We do it every day, and we have to explain what is the problem. How to cite my sources? When they come to the idea that it's good to cite their sources, then the next question is how to cite them, because technically it's a bit difficult. They always have often have the concern that someone else can edit their, can touch or see their articles. So we have to explain that it's co-authorship, it's not single authorship in Wikipedia. Again, the question about multimedia and how to upload and use it. This is a really big issue. One lesson learned, help, but don't overhelp. If we help a student, it's good. But if we do things instead of them, without just showing them how to do it, this is bad. This is a sure way to lose them as long-term editors. Now, this was all for introduction, and now the lessons learned. In the next diagram, I'll show you one invention of me and Maya, which was published about 1 year ago to a conference called Innovations in Management of Innovations. So there was a section, special section on management of educational innovations, and we got an invitation to write something for it. So we tried to derive the best of our experience, and we made this diagram showing the relations between the three groups of stakeholders in such a university project: teachers, students, and Wikipedians. And the intersection of these sets give idea of the stages of Wiki projects in which the project evolves naturally. In the beginning, Wikipedians and teachers prepare design, do some preparatory work. They design the rules and the time schedule, and a lot of things have to be taken into consideration in this step. We have to consider the form of education, whether it's regular or not, or for instance, it's not a formal education, but informal or non-formal, whether it's an elective course or mandatory, what is the workload of people, what is the discipline, because different disciplines have can be reflected in Wikipedia in different ways. So we also take into consideration individual and group capabilities of people. So there is lots of work to be done here on this stage. On the second stage, this is the real phase of content development, and here students develop articles. Wikipedians are helping, discussing the problems, showing how to do things better. And teachers are helping from the side of the subject itself, the nature of the discipline, which is read. For instance, they help for factological truth of the content which is included. And they also, on this stage, make perception, they perceive how their students are progressing. The third stage is a stage which we don't have anything to do. It's when students, for instance, they can make public defense of what they have written. It's important just to show that they have not just typed something or copied and pasted from somewhere, but they have learned, they have understood what they have included in the form of articles. So, and in this moment, teachers are also evaluating their work and give them scores. And eventually, this is why it's another cover in brackets, eventually students may return in the Wikipedian community as long-term contributors. I have to say that it hasn't happened so far. but one thing which immediately can be said, that good students and good articles appear in the very beginning. Students who firstly join Wiki projects are those who are most motivated from what, from our lectures, from our cooperation, and those who come in the end of the term are those who are mostly motivated by the mark. So they're not real potential Wikipedians. More lessons learned. It's important not to force students to take part in such Wiki projects. There should be an alternative. This must not be the only way to take their mark, because otherwise they're not happy. They are trying to game the system, and it's very important to preserve the spirit of voluntarism. Some students cannot, I'm sorry to say, but they cannot formulate titles and the scope of the articles well. They are either too broad or too narrow, or they are in some essayistic style. They write in persuasive style, not encyclopedic. So they need help in the beginning. So we can help by providing them a sample list of topics from them to choose. And for instance, links to English Wikipedia or other versions of Wikipedia where the article exists and is well written without problem templates, so that they can have a hint what is supposed from them to do. It's also good, I would say mandatory, but nothing in Wikipedia is mandatory, so it's good to provide students with regular feedback. After the first Wiki project, we felt that we need some system of making them aware of what's going on, so we invented these green checks and red crosses should always be accompanied with comments on their talk pages about what's the problem with their article. As I said, setting up a realistic time schedule is very, very important, and here is one sample schedule for the fall semester, at least in Bulgarian universities, start beginning of October and finishes about the end of January. So you can see the distribution in time of different stages, like choosing the article topics, research and preparing their texts, uploading them, then discussing with us, correcting whenever necessary. And in the end, there is one strict, very strict period when we do not allow any further choosing of articles or any other work on article, just because it is overwhelming. We need time to evaluate everything. So the more people are in the project, the more strict this schedule has to be kept. A couple of lessons learned about the Wikipedian community and the newbies. In the best scenario, teachers shall have personal experience. I don't say that they shall be experienced Wikipedians, but they should know what it's all about. They should be aware of the licenses, and they should, well, in the best case, they are Wikipedians. If not, then recruiting mentors, Wikipedians, is very, very important. Setting up a special coordination page is also very important, so that teachers, they keep track together with the Wikipedia community of what's going on, and for students to prevent edit conflicts. In the beginning, before we insisted on having all students writing themselves in this coordination page, it was very often that two people say, "I chose one same topic, what to do next?" In the beginning, it was hard to explain to them that both of them can work on it. everyone insisted on working on separate articles. So, as we know from recent surveys, community often lacks tolerance towards newbies. And yeah, I can say that if the community is not forewarned that there is going to be university projects and a high tide of newbies is coming, then they are going to react very negatively. This happened twice when we didn't forewarn them in advance, or maybe some people didn't understand, and there was really very high tension. So in order to make it really common and community work, not only for teachers and students, we have to ask them and to make sure that all the communication about and discussions about the Wiki project appears on the publicly and transparently on the Wikipedia talk pages. A lot of people are trying to exploit email, Skype, Facebook, whatever you think about, but it's only on Wiki pages when it works best. And as I said a while ago, for the purpose of Wiki project, students can be tipped off to register likewise usernames, so that it's easy for us to, it's only from logistical point of view. Of course, we explain to them that they are not obliged to reveal their personal names, they're not obliged to, well, for the teacher it's important in order to know what marks to put, but for us it's not. And later, if they want, they can forget about this account, make a new one, and continue registering and continue editing like regular Wikipedians. Another very important thing is that students must be made aware that we are volunteers. Even mentors are not staff members of their universities, and they're not obliged to endure everything that their teachers might be indulged to endure, but we are volunteers, and they have to treat us with respect. We had cases when students misbehaved in a really very, very bad way, and we are still trying to do good and not to explain to them that they are wrong, but when they treat us with not enough respect, we simply lose the mentors, not only for this project, but for future projects. So it's important. And on our side, we can treat them with e-goodies. These are free pictures from Wikimedia Commons, which I have put on the user pages of and user talks of students who did well, who had their articles written well, cited properly, and I just wanted to show them my appreciation and support. And I have to tell you that there are a couple of people who ask, where is my goodie? I wrote second good article, where is it? So it can be really very big motivation in the form of something sweet left on the talk page. Two things about lessons learned about multimedia, copyright issues. In Bulgarian Wikipedia, I have to tell you that a couple of years ago, we banned fair use. So nowadays, it's very difficult, especially to newbies, to explain to them that some sort of images which are allowed on English Wikipedia are not allowed in Bulgarian, and everything that they can take and use can be only freely licensed and accessible from Wikimedia Commons. It's very difficult to explain most of the students that copyrights are really big issue for us, and we have to respect it duly. So yeah, this is not an advice, this is just a lesson learned that we have to spend more time or say students, forget about the images so far. Another thing is that, however, despite of the copyright issues which many people have, it's good for them to make the most of the free content which Wikimedia offers. And I will just give one example, which my colleague Maya discussed in one of her articles, research papers. She gave an example how foreign language students and teachers can make use of spoken articles on English Wikipedia in the form of dictations and exercises for listening comprehension, because this sort of articles, spoken articles, are about 25% slower. People who speak the articles speak them slower, so that everything or almost everything is easy to comprehend, and it can be used in different educational contexts. So Another thing which I haven't mentioned here, but for instance, using simple English Wikipedia. It's also a good case when teaching foreign languages, actually English as a foreign language. About the wiki technology, we have to explain to them that Wikipedia contributing and writing in Wikipedia is not the only way to introduce wiki in their educational practices. Actually, students in informatics, for instance, they can use wiki for coordination during software development, for technical writing, for using for user manuals. I think that almost all big companies nowadays have their user manuals help pages over wikis. So it's good for them to know the technology and make use of it. Students, for instance, students in project management can practice teamwork using wiki, and students in psychology and philosophy can explore conflicts, group dynamics, conflict resolution, individual motivations, all making use of Wikipedia and looking at the edit without making any single edit. And now this is practically the last slide, but it's going to be a bit gloomy. Excuse me for this, but we have to face reality. Students are often indiscriminate and uncritical of the sources of information they use. As I said during my first lecture, it's often the case when you can see students citing source Google, which is really dramatic. Many students also have major problems in setting up a definition, defining basic concepts which they are supposed to use on a daily basis to be well aware of that, of them. Sometimes, for instance, we had students in mass communications in third grade, which already were working in public relations companies and advertising companies, and they should be not only in their studies, in their professional realization, they should be aware of basic terms which, well, they could not define. It's really very big problem. Students are often used to submitting verbatim copied texts and compilations from different sources without properly citing them and without even understanding that they cannot present this as own authorship. You cannot make a compilation from free texts which were written by other people and say, this is my work. And we have to explain to them very often that this is not their work, this is a compilation based on other works. So, but yeah, maybe they have got used during school and other academic practices, and this is one thing which they face now. And the last, some students seem to believe that machine translation services like Google Translate are a substitute of knowing foreign language. And some people are absolutely cannot make a difference between a normal text which was translated by a human with the same text put in Google Translate and what the result was spit out. They just cannot understand that it is not grammatically, not it doesn't make sense very often. So, in a conclusion, these wiki projects, besides of the use which they gain, the benefit which they gain for Wikipedia itself, they very often raise questions which students are supposed to know, but they sometimes face for the first time. So it's important also for them, for their education, to get in touch with Wikipedia. Our publications, in short, they are all in Bulgarian, and I promised to translate them, but I didn't have time. But I hope that more to come. And thank you for your attention. Do you have any questions? Could you please a bit closer, because I'm really afraid that I don't hear well.
About your Lumi slide.
Yeah.
So why are these your problems? I'm not sure I understand.
These are not our problems of Wikipedia, but when if we want to recruit newbies, this is very often problem everywhere for all kinds of contributors, not only for students in university, but for university students is exceptionally shocking because they're not supposed to behave like this. They're supposed to know certain things. And now when I said we have to face reality, this is because this is an exaggerated view of what happens on a global basis for all kinds of contributors, not only for newbies from Wikipedia, from academia, newbies from everywhere. Unfortunately, during such a project, we collaborate only with one professor, the one who has dared to introduce Wikipedia in his educational practice. We cannot collaborate with all of them, at least not directly. So having all of these problems in a slide is just an appeal to whoever from Bulgaria reads it to open their eyes, not to keep them wide closed. So I just put the focus here because I do hope that people who are interested in this later, who of whom we still don't know, when they come and say, okay, with our students we're going to do this and that, they're going to be aware of this. We haven't practiced private wikis so far because we wanted to make more people contribute. But maybe this is a good idea for future because all of these problems accumulate. So, but on the other hand, the more public it is, especially, well, it depends on how it is presented to students. But for instance, those students who were from the online media and PR, from the very beginning, we told them, register with your real names and make sure that whatever you do on Wikipedia is going to be added to your online identity. And this is one thing which they very much care about because they are going to be specialists in mass communication and very much, most of them are interested in internet communication, internet PR, web marketing and so. So building their online identity is something that they care about. So the more public it is, in this moment, if it is in a private wiki, they wouldn't care so much. But when it is on Wikipedia, they do their best. I have to say that their teacher is really very devoted. She's not Wikipedian, but she very much supports it. Actually, 2 years ago, we get acquainted after she and her foundation of Bulgarian BG site, it's called, gave very big and special awards to Bulgarian Wikipedia for contribution to web space. And then I understood that she is leading lectures and so on and so. So she very much cares about Wikipedia, and this is why she tries to promote it in front of her students. But this wouldn't work in a private wiki. This only works in the biggest wiki in the world, in Wikipedia, because this is an incentive for them to build their online reputation, to build their name online.
Yeah. And if you say that, okay, you are not good enough, you will have to work on this private wiki because you are not at Wikipedia standard, that means that people are more afraid to contribute to the real wiki.
That's more as an intermediate step.
There should not be an intermediate step. The intermediate step should be devolved, go to it and get shut down.
I think that you were the first. I spoke with a colleague of yours about Russian incubator, but unfortunately this coincided with the lecture, the previous lecture which I gave.
It is to give them about 1 or 2 months when they can play and write, no one else editing their stuff.
I want to ask you a question. Russian incubator, we have a similar project, and there is not enough resources in incubator just to talk with 100 more people. So, but from other side,
the more tomorrow. The boss.
Do we have time?
I think that, okay, with those who would like, we can speak later. The ladies, please. Yes, yes, I understand the case. Okay. The problem is here that I personally do not know teachers in these grades, and those people who care about promoting university projects and the outreach in academia are not so many. And if we don't have contacts with such people who are brave enough to introduce Wikipedia, then this is not a problem which we can solve now. But maybe if some teacher contacts us and says, we'd like to do something like this, we are open and happy. Actually, we have Wikipedians which are age 11, and they grew with Wikipedia, and they are really very experienced Wikipedians nowadays. But it's only a matter of, let's say, fortune. You other are fortunate enough to be. I present this experience only because we had so far universities, and not because we are afraid of collaborating with schools. This is the reason. Maybe this is. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please help.
Next is Selvor. She's a Wikipedian for 6 years, and she's an assistant professor from Iceland, right? Can I go?
Yes. My title of my presentation is Wikipedia and the Commons in Instructional Design and Learning Activities. And I will use this presentation to talk about my experience in Wikipedia for as a person interested in education, and not only university education. Even if I teach at the university, I am in teacher education, and most of my students, they are teaching children as in primary school, and some are preschool teachers. And I started as a Wikipedian, and I started to involve myself very determined, as you all that have been a Wikipedian, because it's a very hostile environment for most of us, just to, because I think it is the only right way to research Wikipedia, you know, to become a member. And over the years I have been more of a researcher of Wikipedia, and I'm just now, even if this lecture that I'm giving now is not very research-based, then I want to tell you that I'm very interested in looking at Wikipedia with use of with the activity theory, especially activity theories put forward by Irja Engström in Sweden and the Scandinavian researchers. But I will start to give a short background of myself, of where I came from. And first, I like to tell you that I come from a country with a very small Wikipedia. We are very proud of our local Wikipedia, which have 32,000 articles, and which is quite much compared to that we are only 320,000 people speaking the language and living in Iceland. And you probably have mostly heard about my country through, you know, news of natural catastrophes over the years. And you will, I can assure you that you have not heard the last of it. We are expecting an eruption every year now. And just to, you know, I write mostly in the Icelandic Wikipedia, and just for fun, I want to tell you that I write about natural catastrophes or something to do, have to do with the world in English Wikipedia. And once I wrote something about, you know, one of these eruptions, and it was, of course, most of the time delayed or denied until I had fixed the articles. And one time it was denied the articles because it was not newsworthy. And tell that to those 20, to the, those people that missed these 52,000 flights. But expect some more news from Iceland. But, and just more of the background, it's not only natural catastrophes, it's a fishing community with a coastline lined by small fishing villages. And like in every village has a fishing factory, which in most cases is changing very much. In most of the villages, it is already closed down. If it is not closed down, it will be closed down. They are, you know, getting bankrupt, and because the production is changing. And that is harmonizing with what is going on in all other fields of, or in other parts of the world. It's just in our cases, it's a fish, but in other cases, we are, those that, the production is changing in the way that those that survive seems to be the people that adapt to new, get some new skills. And these are not maybe, it is now, we are living in a world where there is more right than ever than small is beautiful, so that the people that survive, the companies that survive are small companies that have, you know, are not these big factories. So we are going over from the industrial revolution into some new times. And about now about to the Wikipedians here in Iceland, even if we are so few, there is a group of Wikipedians in Iceland, and some are very interested in technology and contribute to the English Wikipedia. And we are, I have for the last several years tried to promote it with my students, all my graduate students, they are required to write Wikipedia articles. And all our undergraduate studies students, I think for the third year now, are required to write wiki articles. It is too difficult for them to write Wikipedia articles. I have thought about it, but as you have probably heard from lots of presentation, this is very hostile. And even if you want to, you have only a short time for students and you want to introduce them to wikis because it's very important, because this is one part of writing, then Wikipedia is probably not the best way if you want to be sure that the student has a very positive experience, because most of us, like me, and I've heard so many talk about it, we got, you know, slammed in the face our first articles, and we are survivors, you know, and most of us become what we are the hard way. But but I want to start by, you know, we should focus on how the world is changing and how is it is changing not only the technology, but also how people cooperate, that there are more tools to collaborate, and maybe we are built to collaborate, maybe we are, you know, living things that, you know, seek to make, build some kind of a structure if we have the opportunity to, and also network structure as cities. And there is a lot changing in the way that, you know, in the future that is already there. We have lots of tools that make it much more easy for most of the world to get online information, like, or not online information, I mean information, digital information. And we have seen just over the 2 or 3 years, we've seen an explosion in use of netbooks. And we most of us follow what is going on in the small computers that are, you know, geared to these parts of the world or groups like small children. And they probably are always getting and these $100 computers, one laptop per child projects I'm talking about. But I want us to think about if this is, we have the tools, and are we probably, you know, making these netbooks only available to use, you know, as a reader for PT files? Why not use it? Why, since most of the people have these tools, why not use it for something more, you know,
instructional?
And I also, I am, if we want to have some metaphors for Wikipedia, we could maybe think of it as a map, as a map of the world, you know, as a net, as a mind map of and I this is one of the maps that I found in Wikipedia, and it is the Vinland map. Maybe you have seen these articles, or it was the picture of the day in Wikipedia Commons one day. And but it is not, I want to draw attention of everyone to that the map is not, it's not everything, it's not the world, it's a part of the world, it's a picture of the world, and it's in a way putting into darkness what is not capable of showing in the map. And we live in a, some years ago, we had this problem that people did not trust Wikipedia, and even academia do not trust Wikipedia very much now. But we are now entering a world that people trust maybe Wikipedia too much. Wikipedia, I know some of you are, you know, following and writing Wikipedia, and we see that Wikipedia is very much copying the style of for example, academic writing, you know, referencing articles, etc. And we must be aware that this is, you know, not everything is necessarily true in a world like that. You can fake some articles, and you can be fake it in a good way, like the person. It's still a debate about this map of it, if it's a fake or if it's not. I encourage you to read the story about it, the articles about it. But just to focus about, you know, the future. One of my former professors, when I was in high school, I wanted to be in chemistry, and the chemistry teacher, he told me when he was a student, at all times when he was a student in a foreign university, he spent several years learning to diagnose materials. I don't know if but then there was a technological innovation that made it possible to do that with, you know, machines. And then if you have in a system like that, if you continue to have the, you know, still teach the same way, and you are doing something that is not useful for the future, for the students in this, but something that was difficult, you had to teach in the past, is now done with technology, then it frees up time to do something else. And it's just like a shoesmith or a candle maker. It's not useful to learn that skills today, even if it were very useful in the past. And like when we are creating educational materials or thinking about what to use in education, we have to focus on what kind of a future is waiting those that, you know, graduate from our schools. And it was on purpose, I talked about my community, this fishing factories that are closing down. There are many signs that we are entering in a new kind of production. And actually, Wikipedia is one example of that. You know, open software is another example of that. Maybe the first one, the devolution was open software, then open content like Wikipedia and the Commons and all these open content projects. And we are going into a world where there is actual three-dimensional production in a maker culture, where people create and remix other people's stuff and create something, and maybe they even print it out. And this is a picture of, actually it's my daughter making her Arduino boards in an open hardware community, which is very much similar to the community that we have as a Wikipedian. And actually, one of my research projects is, you know, comparing Wikipedians with those working in this open hardware communities. And we are going in the direction of do-it-yourself culture or maker culture. And just as an example, I want to tell you that several years ago, I came across this word, hackability, and I wrote a Wikipedia article about it, and I was so proud of it. So I was so proud of it because it was my first English article. And you would just try to see what Wikipedia has about hackability. It says the article has been deleted. They don't think it is important yet. And even if you Google this word, then you see that the president of Mozilla says that it's very important. They did not find my article important enough. But it is just to tell you that we are entering in a field where we have to design educational contents to keep in mind in what kind of a society. We don't need any educational contents which is like your students said, read something and then there is rote learning, and then you have tests to figure out how much the student has remembered of what he has read or done. And I go into describing what I have been doing. I have been both using Wikipedia and let my students write in Wikipedia and also use the commons, but mostly I have used a local media wiki to let the students write in a local wiki and link the articles into commons and Wikipedia articles. And there are some advantages of using local media wiki, and one is that you can have more control over the use of the local wiki. And you can also make it a safe place for students, so you will not have the situation as you have in the Wikipedia that somebody destroys your article immediately or changes it right away. So it's a kind of scaffolding. And the third, yes. And
while I'll skip this,
and I'll just show you as an example of what I have used local media wiki, but I started by asking my student to write Wikipedia articles, and then I went through making them write articles in the commons, in the wiki books articles. And I don't think I have time to explain it, but I want to put this as an example. This is a picture that is in the commons. There are 10 million of pictures or images in the commons now, mostly images, but there are video files also. And the last presenter ended her presentation of saying that the students, you know, could not judge the information, and that they were poor in finding information. This has nothing to do with a certain professor in a certain country. This is all over. We have not been training the students to find information and to access to rate the information and quality. But it is true about information, but it is even more true about pictures. And even if there is a huge database of images, 10 million images in the commons and a lot of images in the Flickr, all licenses with Creative Commons licenses, there are very few that, you know, can access these images, or can have the skills to look for images. And even fewer have the skills to remix these images together, you know, use it together. Like this image it is a vector image from the commons that is created from four images. And we have to train the students to do that, to remix not only text, but also images, and later they go into the open hardware. And I think I have finished my time, so I will finish now. Thank you. What could you speak louder? Yes. Yes.
It's very likely that non-technical teacher education student will never use it again. If the first experience is not positive, and there is a lot at stake, we need the educators of the future to become interested in Wikis. So we need to have the assignment, the first assignment in an environment that will, you know, make them happy and make them feel that, you know, I could do it. This is not for computer geeks, or, you know, you don't need to spend 5 years studying computers to write Wiki articles. But I find it very fascinating, this talk that you said about remixing images. There is also, I made an experiment once with students using Kaltura, which maybe somebody of you have used. This is working collaboratively with videos. And somehow students have to tune in to your thought. You cannot get them to do something too early. They found it, you know, they did not see any point in working collaboratively with video, which is no other way than working. You work with 5 or 10 years ago, working collaboratively with text was something, you know, many people didn't understand. Now they don't understand that you create machines together. You know, you do that. We will see much more of open hardware culture. And by getting into this open content culture and open software culture, we are preparing us for that and our children for that future. And we need the teachers to become interested in it.
I have almost 2 comments, rather. First is that there's so much hopeful work going on here. I'm really excited about it. The second one is about remixing images. That is one of the most hopeful things in Wikipedia for me, is that people are not able just to collaborate with text, but also with images.
Yeah.
So, I have myself been a co-author of a featured picture, which means that I had one version and it was improved, and the improved version went on to become a featured picture on Wikipedia. So people really can, when you use this VG, Victor formats like that, people really can take pieces from this picture, pieces from that picture,
mm-hmm.
and make something
mm-hmm.
which is more than the sum of its parts. I think that's marvelous.
Yes, it's marvelous. Yeah, thank you very much.